ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts. I got a good thing to talk about today. I want to ask you a question. Are you a winner? Are you someone going somewhere to win if you hadn't won yet? Are you in the race of life? Do you know the end result of that race? I want to talk about you are in the winner's circle. You know why I know that? Jesus has already run the race. We're in the winner's circle and we receive the prize. Everything he did, he gives to us. Think about that. He came that you might have life to the full, till it overflows. Now think of it, that's John 10:10. Life so full that you don't have time for sadness. You don't have time for sickness. You don't have time for financial trouble, even though it may be all around you. You made up your mind that you have already won through what Jesus did, and all you do is pick up the prize. And what is the prize? Everlasting life, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. Everything you touch prospers. I tried that. Tried, don't get nothing done. I've never tried anything. I do things. The Bible said, be ye therefore a doer of the word. I want to read a scripture, John 16:33. Everyone knows this. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Now, what does peace mean? Possession of adequate resource. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Now, keep that definition in your mind. I'm going to read that again. These things have I spoken to you, that in me you might have nothing broken, nothing missing. In the world you shall have tribulation. Now, we know there's trouble everywhere, but be of good cheer. God is not saying deny the tribulation, living in denial, deny. No, he said be of good cheer. What, for the tribulation? No, for the previous word, the peace. Nothing broken, nothing missing. And he says this, I have overcome the world. Now, if he's overcome the world, you have overcome the world, because everything he did for you. That means you're in the winner's circle. In essence, my God, you're like secretary. You're leaving everybody behind. Everybody's 32 links behind you, and that horse kept running and was gaining speed as it was heading toward the post. It's the same way with you. I gain speed every day in my life. Here's another scripture, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For whosoever is born of God, are you born again? Do you know Jesus as Lord? Overcometh the world. That means everything in the world, around the world, about the world, what's up in there. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. That's why I talk so much about faith, because it's an overcomer. It don't become, it overcomes. And it always is. Now faith is. See, that's why you're in the winner's circle. Now people get mad at me because I'm happy, I'm blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. Why? Because the race is already won. All I'm doing is walking through. I'm walking through and to receive the fullness of everything Jesus won for me and you. That makes you a winner. Now think about that. And I live that every day of my life, ladies and gentlemen. If I get up in the morning and I feel a pain or something tries to attack, I go, oh, no. Jesus took my infirmity. See, I already won. Glory to God. He bore my sickness. Hey, devil, you listen to what I'm saying? I like to preach to the devil. Tell him to take a hike. He took my infirmity. He bore my sickness, and by his stripes, I am. Uh-oh, that's God's big name. I am. Took my infirmity, bore my sickness, by his stripes, I am healed. Now, that's not the winner's circle. I just don't know what is. So you see what I'm saying? In every which way, shape, and form. So when somebody say, you're not this, you're not that, say, no, let me tell you what I am. And they're going to think you're cocky. They're going to think you're arrogant. No, you're just being truthful. Just saying what Jesus said. And people say, you know, you live real good while just being biblical. When I say live real good, the first thing you think of is money. And that's really one of the smallest facets of my life, is that wonderful spirit that God created in me, and he lives in me. And my mind's renewed, my mind, my will, my emotion, which is the soul of man. And then my body's crucified. Lord Jesus, I'm preaching today. And think about that. That's the winner's circle. That's what it means. And that's why Satan knows where you are, because he knows where the winner's circle is, because see, he goes by it, but he can't get in it because he lost. He's the biggest loser you will ever see or read about or hear in your life. Think about that for today. So every day today, every moment of the day, every week, every year, think, you know what? I've already won. So I'm going to act like a winner, smell like a winner, be like a winner, because I am a winner. See you next week. winner.